The Forest for the Trees, An Editor's Advice to Writers. By Betsy Lerner. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Forest for the Trees, An Editor's Advice to Writers, by Betsy Lerner, is a book that provides advice and guidance to writers on how to navigate the publishing industry. It covers topics such as finding an agent, dealing with rejection, understanding contracts and royalties, and more. The book also offers insight into what editors look for in manuscripts and how they make decisions about which books get published. Lerner begins by discussing the importance of having a good relationship with your editor. She emphasizes that it's important to be professional but also friendly when communicating with them. She then goes on to discuss different types of agents and why it's important to find one who understands your work and can help you reach your goals as a writer. Next, she talks about how authors should handle rejections from publishers or agents. She advises against taking rejections personally or giving up too easily after receiving one or two rejections. Instead, she suggests using each rejection as an opportunity for growth by learning from mistakes made in previous submissions. Lerner then moves on to discuss contracts between authors and publishers. She explains what rights are typically included in these agreements as well as royalty payments authors receive when their books sell copies. Finally, Lerner gives advice on marketing strategies authors can use once their book has been published. Overall, The Forest for the Trees, An Editor's Advice to Writers is an invaluable resource for any aspiring author looking for guidance navigating through the publishing world successfully. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your audience. It is important to understand who your audience is and what they are looking for when writing. This will help you craft your work in a way that will be most appealing to them. Main idea number 2. Develop your voice. Writing is a form of self-expression, so it is important to find your own unique voice and use it to your advantage. Main idea number 3. Take risks. Don't be afraid to take risks with your writing. It is important to push yourself and try new things in order to grow as a writer. Main idea number 4. Don't be afraid to reject advice. Not all advice is good advice, so don't be afraid to reject advice that doesn't feel right for you. Main idea number 5. Don't compare yourself to others. Comparison is the thief of joy, so don't compare yourself to other writers. Focus on your own work and progress. Main idea number 6. Don't take rejection personally. Rejection is part of the writing process, so don't take it personally. Instead, use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Main idea number 7. Don't give up. Writing can be a long and difficult process, so don't give up. Persevere and keep pushing forward. Main idea number 8. Find your inspiration. Writing can be difficult, so it is important to find sources of inspiration to help you stay motivated. Main idea number 9. Take time to reflect. Take time to reflect on your work and make sure it is the best it can be. Main idea number 10. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Writing can be a lonely process, so don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Main idea number 11. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the learning process, so don't be afraid to make them. Main idea number 12. Don't be afraid to take breaks. Writing can be exhausting, so don't be afraid to take breaks when you need them. Main idea number 13. Read widely. Reading widely will help you become a better writer, so make sure to read as much as you can. Main idea number 14. Find your writing space. Find a space that is comfortable and conducive to writing and use it to your advantage. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to experiment. Experimentation is key to finding your own unique writing style, so don't be afraid to try new things. Main idea number 16. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback. Feedback can be invaluable, so don't be afraid to ask for it. Main idea number 17. Don't be afraid to take criticism. Criticism can be difficult to hear, but it can also be a great learning opportunity. Main idea number 18. Don't be afraid to take time off. Writing can be stressful, so don't be afraid to take time off when you need it. Main idea number 19. Don't be afraid to follow your dreams. Writing can be a difficult journey, but don't be afraid to follow your dreams. Main idea number 20. Don't be afraid to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and your work, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept for any writer to understand. It means that you should take the time to research and learn about who your audience is, what their interests are, and how they prefer to receive information. This will help you tailor your writing in a way that resonates with them. For example, if you're writing for a business audience, it would be beneficial to use language that is professional and concise. If you're writing for a more casual audience, then using humor or anecdotes may be more effective. Knowing your audience can also help guide the structure of your work. If it's intended for busy professionals who don't have much time on their hands, then keeping things short and sweet might be best. Ultimately, understanding who your readers are will enable you to create content that speaks directly to them. By taking the time to get familiar with their needs and preferences beforehand, you can ensure that whatever message or story you want to convey comes across clearly. Main idea number 2. Developing your voice as a writer is essential to creating meaningful and impactful work. It allows you to express yourself in a way that is unique and true to who you are, while also connecting with readers on an emotional level. Writing with your own voice can help make your writing stand out from the crowd, as it will be distinctively yours. Finding your own voice takes practice and experimentation. You may need to try different styles of writing or explore different topics until something clicks for you. Once you find what works best for you, keep practicing it so that it becomes second nature when putting words down on paper. Your voice should reflect both who you are and what message or story you want to tell. When crafting stories or essays, think about how the language used reflects upon the overall tone of the piece. Does it sound like something only you could have written? Writing with confidence in your own style will not only make reading more enjoyable for others but also give them insight into who you are as a person. So don't be afraid to take risks and develop your unique voice. Main idea number 3. Taking risks with your writing can be a daunting prospect, but it is essential for growth as a writer. It is important to challenge yourself and try new things in order to expand your skill set and develop as an author. Taking risks can mean experimenting with different genres or styles of writing, exploring unfamiliar topics, or even just pushing yourself out of your comfort zone by trying something you've never done before. Risk-taking doesn't have to be intimidating, it can also be exciting. Think of it as an opportunity to explore the unknown and discover something new about yourself and your craft. You may find that taking risks leads you down unexpected paths that open up entirely new possibilities for creativity. So don't be afraid to take chances with your writing, you never know what amazing discoveries await. Main idea number 4. It is important to remember that not all advice is good advice. It can be difficult to reject the opinions of those we respect, but it is essential to trust our own judgment and intuition when making decisions. We should never feel obligated to take someone else's advice if it doesn't feel right for us. Instead, we should use our own experiences and knowledge as a guide in order to make the best decision for ourselves. When considering whether or not to accept someone's advice, ask yourself questions such as, "Does this align with my values? Is this something I am comfortable doing? Will this help me reach my goals?" If you answer no to any of these questions, then it may be wise to reject the advice given. We must also consider who gave us the advice and why they are giving it. Are they qualified or experienced enough on the subject matter? Do they have your best interests at heart, or do their motives seem questionable? Taking all of these factors into account will help you decide whether or not rejecting their opinion would be beneficial. At times, taking risks can lead us down paths that ultimately benefit us in ways we could never have imagined before. However, there are also times when following bad advice can lead us astray from our true path and cause more harm than good. Don't be afraid to reject what doesn't feel right, trust your gut instinct. Main idea number 5. Comparison is a natural part of life, but it can be detrimental to your writing. When you compare yourself to other writers, you are likely to become discouraged and lose sight of the progress that you have made in your own work. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on what makes your writing unique and special. Celebrate the successes that come with each new piece of work and use them as motivation for future projects. It's important not to get too caught up in comparison when it comes to writing. Everyone has their own style and approach, there is no one-size-fits-all solution or formula for success. Focus on honing your craft by reading widely, experimenting with different techniques, and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Remember that everyone starts somewhere, even the most successful authors had humble beginnings. Don't let comparison steal away from the joy that comes with creating something new every day. Keep track of how far you have come since starting out as a writer and take pride in all that you have achieved so far. Main idea number 6. When you receive a rejection, it can be easy to take it personally. After all, your work is an extension of yourself, and when someone rejects it, it can feel like they are rejecting you. However, this isn't the case. Rejection is part of the writing process and should be seen as an opportunity to learn and grow. In her book The Forest for the Trees, An Editor's Advice to Writers, Betsy Lerner encourages writers not to take rejection personally. She explains that while rejections may sting in the moment, they don't have anything to do with who you are as a person or how talented you are as a writer. Lerner suggests that instead of taking rejections personally, use them as learning experiences. Ask yourself what could have been done differently or improved upon so that next time around your work will be accepted. This way, each rejection becomes an opportunity for growth rather than something personal. Main idea number 7. Writing can be a daunting task, and it's easy to get discouraged. But don't give up. Persevere and keep pushing forward. Writing is a process that requires dedication and hard work, but the rewards are worth it in the end. No matter how difficult things may seem at times, never forget why you started writing in the first place. Believe in yourself and your story, stay focused on your goals and don't let anything stand in your way. Take breaks when needed, but always come back to your work with renewed energy and enthusiasm. Don't be afraid of failure or criticism, use them as learning experiences to help you grow as a writer. Remember, writing is an art form that takes time to perfect. Don't give up, keep going until you reach success. Main idea number 8. Finding inspiration for writing can be a challenge, but it is essential to staying motivated and producing quality work. One way to find your inspiration is by reading the works of other authors. Reading books in your genre or outside of it can help you gain new perspectives and ideas that you may not have thought of before. Additionally, exploring different types of media such as films, podcasts, and art can also provide creative stimulation. Another great source of inspiration is talking with other writers about their experiences. Whether through online forums or in-person meetups, discussing topics related to writing with others who understand the craft can give you insight into how they approach their work and what techniques they use to stay inspired. Finally, taking time away from writing altogether can be beneficial for finding motivation when feeling stuck. Taking a break from the task at hand allows us to step back and look at our project from a fresh perspective, which often leads us down unexpected paths that we wouldn't have explored otherwise. Main idea number 9. Taking time to reflect on your work is an important part of the writing process. It allows you to step back and look at what you have created with a critical eye, so that you can make sure it is the best it can be. Reflection gives you the opportunity to identify any areas where improvement could be made, as well as recognize successes and celebrate them. When reflecting on your work, ask yourself questions such as, "Is this piece conveying my message clearly? Are there any sections that need more detail or explanation? Does this piece flow logically from one point to another? Have I included all relevant information? Reflecting also helps ensure accuracy in facts and figures. Double-check sources for accuracy and verify quotes if necessary. Make sure all data points are up to date and correct. Finally, take some time away from your work before returning for a final review. This will help give you fresh eyes when looking over your project again before submitting it. Main idea number 10. Writing can be a daunting task, especially when you feel like you're tackling it alone. Don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. Whether that means talking to other writers or seeking out an editor, having someone else look at your work can provide invaluable insight and guidance. Having another set of eyes on your writing is beneficial in many ways. An outside perspective can help identify areas where the writing could use improvement, as well as highlight any potential issues with structure or flow. Additionally, getting feedback from others can give you confidence in your work and encourage further exploration of ideas. If you find yourself struggling with a piece of writing, don't hesitate to reach out for assistance. There are plenty of resources available online and offline that offer advice and support for writers who need it. Main idea number 11. Making mistakes is an inevitable part of the learning process. It's important to remember that it's okay to make mistakes, and that they can be used as a valuable tool for growth. Mistakes are not something to be feared or avoided. Instead, they should be embraced as opportunities for improvement and development. When we make mistakes, we have the chance to reflect on our actions and learn from them. We can use these experiences to become better problem solvers and more creative thinkers. Making mistakes also helps us build resilience by teaching us how to cope with failure in a healthy way. It's important not only to accept our own errors but also those of others. When someone else makes a mistake, try offering constructive feedback rather than criticism or judgment. This will help create an environment where everyone feels comfortable taking risks without fear of being judged. Don't let fear stop you from making mistakes, embrace them. They are essential for personal growth and development, so don't be afraid to take risks and learn from your experiences. Main idea number 12. Writing can be a difficult and draining process, so it is important to take breaks when needed. Taking regular breaks will help you stay focused and energized while writing. Breaks can also give you the opportunity to step back from your work and gain perspective on what you have written. This can help you identify areas that need improvement or further development. When taking a break, try to do something completely unrelated to writing, such as going for a walk or listening to music. Doing something different will allow your mind time away from the task at hand, which in turn may lead to new ideas or solutions when returning back to your work. It is also important not to feel guilty about taking breaks. They are essential for maintaining focus and productivity over long periods of time. So don't be afraid, take those much-needed breaks. Main idea number 13. Reading widely is essential for any writer who wants to improve their craft. By reading a variety of books, articles, and other written works, you can gain insight into different writing styles and techniques that will help you become a better writer. You'll also be exposed to new ideas and perspectives that can inform your own work. When reading widely, it's important to read both fiction and nonfiction. Fiction offers an opportunity to explore the power of storytelling, while nonfiction provides valuable information about the world around us. Additionally, try reading outside of your comfort zone by exploring genres or topics that are unfamiliar to you. Finally, make sure to take notes as you read so that you can refer back later when needed. Writing down key points or quotes from what you've read will help jog your memory when it comes time for writing or revising your own work. Main idea number 14. Finding a writing space that is comfortable and conducive to your work can be an important part of the creative process. It should be somewhere you feel relaxed, inspired, and free from distractions. This could mean finding a quiet corner in your home or office, or even taking yourself off to a coffee shop or library for some uninterrupted time. Your writing space should also reflect who you are as a writer. If you're someone who likes to write with music playing in the background, Make sure there's access to speakers or headphones so you can listen without disturbing others around you. If having natural light helps motivate you, find somewhere with plenty of windows and sunlight streaming through them. Finally, it's important to remember that everyone has different needs when it comes to their writing environment. What works for one person may not necessarily work for another. Experiment until you find something that suits your individual style and preferences. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to experiment. Writing is an art form, and like any other creative endeavor, it requires experimentation. Trying new things can help you find your own unique writing style. Don't be afraid to take risks with your writing. Explore different techniques and approaches until you find the ones that work best for you. Experimentation can also help you discover new ideas or perspectives on a topic. By pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, you may come up with something unexpected and exciting that could lead to a breakthrough in your writing. Finally, don't forget to have fun while experimenting. Writing should be enjoyable, so don't let fear of failure stop you from trying something new. Main idea number 16. Feedback can be an incredibly valuable tool for any writer. It can help you identify areas of improvement, as well as provide insight into how your work is being received by readers. Asking for feedback from trusted sources such as editors, peers, and mentors can give you a better understanding of what works in your writing and what doesn't. When asking for feedback, it's important to be specific about the type of response that you are looking for. Are there particular elements or sections that you would like to focus on? Do you want general comments or more detailed critiques? Being clear about the kind of feedback that will be most helpful will ensure that everyone involved gets the most out of the process. It may feel intimidating at first to ask someone else to review your work, but don't let fear stop you from taking advantage of this invaluable resource. Feedback can open up new possibilities and perspectives in your writing, so don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Main idea number 17. Don't be afraid to take criticism. It can be hard to hear criticism, especially when it comes from someone you respect or admire. But instead of taking it personally, try to look at it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Taking criticism constructively can help you become a better writer by giving you insight into how others perceive your work. It can also give you the chance to refine your writing skills and make sure that what you are producing is up to par with industry standards. When receiving criticism, take some time before responding so that you don't react emotionally. Instead, think about what was said objectively and consider if there is any truth in the feedback given. If there is something valid in the critique, then use this as an opportunity to improve upon your work and learn from the experience. It's important not to let fear stop you from taking constructive criticism on board. Instead, embrace it as part of becoming a better writer. Remember that everyone has different opinions, but ultimately only one opinion matters, yours. Main idea number 18. Taking time off from writing can be a great way to recharge and refocus. It's important to remember that it's okay to take breaks when you need them, even if it means taking a few days or weeks away from your work. Taking some time off can help clear your head and give you the space to come back with fresh ideas and perspectives. When taking time off, try not to feel guilty about it. Writing is hard work, so don't beat yourself up for needing a break every now and then. Instead of feeling guilty, use this as an opportunity to do something else that will help inspire your creativity, such as reading books in the same genre or going on walks in nature. Finally, make sure you have a plan for coming back after taking some time off. Set aside specific times each day where you'll focus on writing without any distractions or interruptions. This will help ensure that once you're ready to get back into writing again, you won't waste any more precious time than necessary. Main idea number 19. Writing can be a daunting task, but don't let fear stop you from pursuing your dreams. It's important to remember that writing is an art form and it takes time and dedication to perfect. Don't be afraid of failure or criticism. Instead, use them as motivation to keep going. Take risks and challenge yourself with new ideas and perspectives. Writing should be a journey of exploration, so don't be afraid to take the road less traveled. The forest for the trees, An Editor's Advice to Writers by Betsy Lerner provides invaluable advice on how writers can overcome their fears in order to reach their goals. She encourages writers not only to push themselves creatively but also offers practical tips on how they can stay organized while working on projects. Her book is full of inspiring stories about successful authors who have followed their dreams despite obstacles along the way. Don't be afraid of following your dreams when it comes to writing. With hard work, dedication, and perseverance, anything is possible, even if it seems like an impossible feat at first glance. Main idea number 20. Don't be afraid to believe in yourself. It can be difficult to put your work out there and take the risk of being judged, but it is important to remember that you have something valuable to offer. Believe in your ideas and trust that they are worth sharing with others. Take pride in what you create and don't let fear stop you from pursuing your dreams. It is also important to recognize that failure is a part of life, so don't be afraid of making mistakes or not succeeding right away. Instead, use these experiences as learning opportunities and keep pushing forward towards achieving your goals. With hard work, dedication, and belief in yourself, anything is possible. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.